Grow My Cleaning Company teaches owners of cleaning companies just like you how to grow your company, make more money, and finally take charge of your financial future and your life. This podcast is about automating and creating systems that give you time and money freedom so you can grow like crazy without losing control. Since this is totally free, if you're getting tons of value, want to support us and make sure that you get more of the good stuff, subscribe, rate, and review to this podcast today. Now, on to the show. Hey, Cleaning Nation. Good to have you. Good to see you. Excited to not only talk about today's topic, but have you meet today's guest. Some of you know him. We've got Lou. I'm not even going to try his last name. It starts with a G, and then there's like 12 vowels afterwards.
Hey, it ends in an I. It's all good, right?
So wait, do you have any names, any vowels, any non-vowels in your last name that aren't G? I think that's it. It's just G and vowels, right?
Well, in Italian, it's Giuliotti.
Well, this is not Italian. Giuliotti. But yeah, it's...
How about Giuliotti?
I think it's G and nothing but vowels. I don't think you have a single non-vowel other than G, which is, I'm sure, fascinating to to everybody listening. All right. So if you tuned in not to learn how to say Lou's last name, which is very pretty when he says it and terribly scary when I say it, Lou has been helping us coach all of you guys. So he has talked to, I don't know, I should have counted before we get on, but I feel like you're...
A couple thousand.
I don't think you've hit 100 yet, but you've certainly dozens. So really what I wanted to do is, I know when I talk to you guys over and over and over again, I start seeing trends and figuring out what, I don't say what works and what doesn't work, but we start seeing there's certain kinds of people that are successful and we see do well. And there's certain kinds of people that constantly struggle. And I know when I came on with Lou, the title of this is The Big Thing You Need to Grow Your Cleaning Company. I know a lot of you guys want to hear things like a marketing plan and a system. And I will tell you, I should have put the two big things because it really is that. It's the system, which I'll talk
You're
about.
You're changing it already.
I know. We've been on 2 seconds and I'm screwing it the heck up. So first and foremost, it's the system. So I should have been the two big things you need to grow your cleaning company. System's right. Hey, TJ, good to have you, buddy. But the second thing is really what you bring to the table. And that's what I wanted to focus on today. Cause again, the whole, you can lead a horse to water, but if he's, you know, not interested, that whole conversation is over. So first of all, I'll let you introduce yourself, kind of give everyone the background, who you are, and then we'll talk about what you found talking with all of our amazing members.
Wow. Am I allowed to talk
for 12 seconds till I decide to interrupt? So you'll learn to talk fast. Hey.
I am a happily married guy here in North Carolina, and I found Mike here not all that long ago, and I've just been having a blast because Mike allows me to have fun and help people, and that's two of the most important.
Oh, I don't know if Lou can see the chat, but Leah Nicole Mejorado said, "Hey, Lou, I just talked to him this morning," so that's awesome. That is super cool. Yeah, and I'll just tell you from my perspective, and part of the reason I'm always wanting to have our folks on here is I am so blessed with an amazing team from Anna and Lou and Sean. And if you're here, Anna, you can maybe even put chats into the are you there, Lou? Lou says, what happened? I don't know. We're good. I'm good. Are you good? Can you hear me, Lou? Lou looks confused. Can you all hear me in the chat? Lou all of a sudden looks like he can't hear me, but everything's not fine on my end. So post in the chat, tell me if you can hear me and everything's okay. But what I was saying is, my favorite thing about this is, and it's always the one that, greetings from Southwestern London, Ontario, Canada. Good to have you. So I just want to make sure everyone can hear me. Lou, seems like, are you okay, Lou? Can we hear you?
You went away and now you're back. So it's all good.
That is terrifying. Hopefully everybody got to hear me all the time. So what I'm trying to communicate is we have such just amazing people that we get to work with. And I always want to encourage you guys and show you because a lot of what we teach about is how to attract the right people and hire them and get them. Okay. Evelyn says she can hear me. And TJ says she can hear me. Okay. So apparently we're good through and through. There's always a delay. So I'll say something and like a minute and a half later, it feels like people respond on the chat. But I think for some reason, there's a delay somewhere. It's frustrating to all get out.
They were just not listening. That's all.
No. It's always the same. They're always listening. It's just, I don't know if you guys are delayed in hearing me or I'm delayed in getting it back, whatever it is. Oh my goodness. You have a hard name. Hajrudin says he can hear me. Thank you. And hopefully I didn't butcher your name. So all that to say, part of the reason I want to bring people on is culture is such a big deal of what we do. And I got to tell you, to attract caliber guys and gals like Lou and Sean and Jared and Anna and all the amazing people I get to work with, it's partly money, but really has a lot more to do with culture. So anyway, as we're doing this, and you start going, oh my gosh, these guys look like they actually like hanging out with each other and like dealing with, it's true. I mean, I don't know if they like dealing with me, but I love hanging out with them. So all that said, so glad we've got Lou on the team. In the experience that you've had, Lou, and I don't know, we've probably done 40 or 50 calls, maybe even more by now.
Yeah.
Talking to that number of owners of cleaning company, what have you found? Give me the number one killer. Like, oh my gosh, if someone has this attitude or this whatever, they're going to have a hard time getting help. And what's the number one, like, yes, this is the guy or gal that I know we could help.
You know, the biggest thing that I hear for the people that aren't successful, Mike, is they lost hope. They don't even have any left. They can't see anything different from where they are and their world the way it is, and they feel like they're stuck. On the other side of the coin, I got people that I'm talking to that they really believe that they can change, and that strong belief carries them forward and allows them to make the big shifts that they're going to have to make to go from where they are to where they really want to be and where you can help get them there.
Yeah, and I wanted to tell you, that is for everyone listening, because a lot of you guys are like, well, if I have lost hope, how do I fix that? And if I have hope, how come I'm still not successful? So let's talk about that. I will tell you, I still do the breakthrough calls. You know, we've got a team, and I don't do them all, but I still get on and love. Probably my favorite part of the day is getting to talk to you guys. My favorite part is when I get to talk to guys and gals that have lost hope and helping them just really reconnect again with their dream and what's not working and why it's not working, and helping get real clarity on, first of all, that's kind of outside of, you know, it's, I think a lot of times people just, we lose hope because like, I feel like I've tried, I'm doing huge air quotes for those that aren't on video. I've tried everything, right? But they haven't tried everything. They've just tried the things that make sense to them. And once they realize, holy crap, there's a system, a mindset, a way of thinking different than what I've been doing that will get me massively different results, you can kind of see them come alive and fall back in love with their business and go, oh, I think I can do this. Is that, am I totally twisting what you're saying, or is that what have been your experience as well, Lou?
No, I love talking to people and getting them to understand why they are where they are stuck, because I think you hit it right on the head. They've done everything that they know what to do. And the problem is they don't know what they don't know. So how can you fix something if you don't even know what's wrong?
Couldn't agree more. That is, yes, I think that is exactly right. And we were actually talking about this morning, Lou, it is heartbreaking when people are, it's okay to have unhealthy beliefs in terms of, I don't have any money, so I can't change. I'm not educated. I had this bad thing happen in my life. There's all sorts of reasons or excuses, depending on how you look at it, that will hold you back. That's fine. The thing that breaks my heart is when we find people that are more committed to that reality than the reality of success. So
exactly.
That success is so scary because I'll do something different. So it's easier just to go, well, I don't have any money, so I can't succeed. Or
I'm just comfortable where I am.
Yeah. They don't want to say that because they're really uncomfortable. If truth be told, they're like, the pain of this scenario is less painful than the pain of change. Like the devil, you know, is kind of better than the devil. You know. And those are the, I don't want to say my least favorite, but those are the ones that break my heart. Cause it's like we can give hope to a degree, but when people are more committed to excuses than they are to the change that they want, at some point we just have to kind of part friends and give them a virtual hug and be like, let me know when you're ready to kind of do something different. Is that
your experience? I tell you, I love everybody that's on this team. Everybody on this team has a big heart as big as a house. And when I talk to someone that's been doing the same thing for 20 years, they've been working in the business 50, 60, 70 hours a week, cleaning houses, can't get good help, don't know how to market, and I'm throwing them a lifeline.
We're trying to.
Yeah, I really want to throw them a lifeline and say, geez, I know what can fix this. And they're like, no, I don't see how it could possibly happen. Man, I get off that phone and I'm just like, gosh, I wish I could have done something or said something that would have helped them have some hope.
Yeah, it is heartbreaking. So let me give you the flip side of that. So certainly if that's kind of how you feel, the cool thing is one of the things that we coach focuses on is being decisive. And I think we actually talked about that a podcast or two ago. And the cool thing is I got this like 20 years ago from Anthony Robbins. He was talking about how we feel like decisions can take short times or long time, right? Like if I wanted to lose weight, maybe I took me forever and then finally this thing happened and that's what the day I lost weight. But the reality is that decision was made in a moment, right? Yep. I might have decided to eat garbage for 10 years and then in that moment I was sick of it, but it wasn't a 10-year decision. It was a 1 second decision. I just chose
life changing.
Well, I totally put it off for 10 years before I made it, right? So, mm-hmm. And it was a life. And honestly, that's not even true. I was making a decision every day for 10 years to not eat like garbage. So that was still a decision. And then that 10th year or whatever it happened, I decided the other way around. So I want to encourage those of you guys listening. First and foremost, the systems and processes are available. Like if I can just give you some hope, if you are listening to this broadcast, you are in some way, shape or form part of Cleaning Nation. And go to growmycleaningcompany.com kind of has all the stuff that we give you. But you do have the systems and processes are out there. We help hundreds and hundreds of folks every month. Some smarter than you, some not as smart. Some richer than you, some way poor. Some whatever metric you can think of, some are probably better off and some are worse. So it's not that the system's not out there, that you don't have what it takes. Really, the big thing is they decided this is what I'm going to have. I won't live like this one more day, one more second, one more minute, and I'm going to get something different. So that's the first place I want to encourage you on, because before you have that hope of this can change, we don't have it. And we don't need to beat ourselves up. Like, right, you know, but I spent so many time and so many years and I was so stupid. I did so many wrong things. That all may be absolutely 100% the truth, but we make up stuff. So I can't win going forward. So I'll never be successful. So, and then we make up all sorts of garbage. It just couldn't be further from the truth. So I want to encourage you. Yeah, maybe you made a bunch of dumb decisions. Maybe you had a ton more money and now you have a ton less. Maybe you were younger and had more energy and different opportunities and now you don't. That could all be true. It's what you do after the so. So I'm just going to have to be more creative. So I'm more prepared to make good decisions. So I'm finally committed. So you get to make that so mean anything that you want. I just want to encourage you. Today could be the day you go, so I'm going to call and make a change. So I'm going to start being effective. Talk to me, Lou. What are you thinking?
You know, the old saying, right? Today's the first day of the rest of your life. So why not start the day going in the right direction instead of staying stuck without hope and not believing in yourself? Be hopeful and believe in yourself and believe that there is a way for you to get out of the situation you're in, whatever that is.
And we all can put up data points that will make our point, whatever, you know, especially with politics the way it is now, right? If I'm super pro Trump, I could come up with 1,000 data points of like, look how healthy our economy is or whatever. And if I'm super anti Trump, God knows it's easy to come up with a bunch of data why he's a terrible human being.
Had to go there, huh?
Right. I'm not saying which I am. I'm just saying, no matter which side, it's very easy to make up a bunch of crap. I shouldn't say even make up a bunch of crap, just arrange facts in such a way that makes my position unassailable. But then someone that feels something different could still use facts. So the reason I bring that up is because we get to choose which is more effective, right? So we could line up a bunch of facts saying, I'm old, I'm stupid, I'm poor, I'm a single mom, I'm uneducated, I'm whatever. There, and those may all be true, right? Like your age is your age, right? However old you are, that's how old you are.
I haven't figured out how to change that yet.
Yeah, if you figure that one out, forget it. We got to hold. That's a better conversation. This one, it's the so you get to do that. I'm old, so I'm tired and I can't succeed now. How many times? Or I'm old, so I'm so much smarter. I forgot more than these young idiots know. You get to choose that, right? I'm poor, so I'll do a lot more work and serve my clients at a much higher level than some of these rich guys that don't need the money as much will. Or I'm poor, so I can't do anything. Nothing I've done has worked. Therefore, nothing I ever will work. Or, you know, like Thomas Edison, I found 10,000 ways that the light bulb won't work, right? That's the exact right way to think of it if you're trying to do something major. Checking in with the chat. TJ says, you can't want the change for someone more than they want it for themselves. It sucks, but it's the truth. God bless America. You couldn't be more correct, TJ. And that is the heartbreaking job of getting on the phone with you guys. Some people, I just don't think I can help. They're not into it. They're not committed. And they know it. I know it. Makes me a little sad, but I move on with my life. The ones that kill me are the ones I'm like, I know I can help you. And I know you've got what it takes. If you could just see yourself the way I see you, if you could just believe in yourself the way I believe in you, and you're dying to give them that gift. And they're like, no, I can't. I'm not good enough to accept that gift. And it's heartbreaking.
It's a heartbreaker. It is.
Least favorite part of it. So the most fun part is getting to help people and seeing them change and all that sort of stuff. That gift. And I'll tell you, that first call is so big because so many people pick up the phone hopeless and they're able to hang up going, holy crap, I think I can do this. I think I can actually change.
I know I can do it. That's our job, is to get them from I can to yes, I can.
And then Hadrudin, and gosh, I'm so sorry if I'm saying that wrong, says, really puts it in a good point, kind of as it relates from us to our customers or you guys to your customers. Some clients want to save money in their facilities, but another thing, losing money because of delays in regular clean, dust and grime accumulates and they have to pay more. That is so right. And so I guess what I want to encourage you, that's a great point, Hadrudin, is to really contextualize this for your clients, right? So if we're just in there trying to make a buck, like, hey, you're spending $2,000 a month on cleaning services and I want that $2,000. That's okay, I suppose. But I think you'll be a lot more effective if you're like, I know that you want a better life for yourself, your employees, your customers, if it's residential, for your family, for your pets, for yourself. And if you're committed to that, you can have it and we'll figure this thing out. But if you're not, we're not. So that is absolutely right, Hadrudin, is how I do that. And Tony, my goodness, Tony Junkin brought out the exact right point. Tell me what you think about this, Lou. It needs to happen at the right time in people's life. So exactly. Many times I do believe it's the right guy or gal. And this is the thing that kills me is they're like, no, I got to go get my butt kicked for another 6 months, another year. I've not taken enough pain. I can take more. I can take more. And it's like, yeah, you could, I guess. Sure.
Why would you?
But yeah. and sometimes, and here's the real set. So you're absolutely right, Tony. I couldn't agree more. Not just in our customers that we work with you, Cleaning Nation, but as you work with your customers, you know, sometimes they're like, yeah, I'm mildly displeased with my cleaners, but I'll tolerate it for less money or for not have to go through the headache of switching or whatever. And sometimes I need to just eat that garbage for another 6 months and then come back and go, okay, I can't live like this another moment, right? That really is the magic. So the cool thing is we're talking passively, like people just are who they are, right? This is not the right time of my life. I guess I have to have another 6 months or year of pain before I'm willing to change. That's the beautiful thing about us, right? My dogs, they can't figure out stuff. They're not self-aware. We can go, no, I don't want it. Today's the day. Why? Because I chose, damn it. That's it. I decided. So Lou, tell me your thoughts on, yeah, there's so much good stuff. And TJ says you can't want it for someone more than that they want. I would love to hear your thoughts on that, how you think that relates to them selling to their clients. And then also the timing piece of it. I would love your thoughts on all that.
The timing piece, I mean, there's no better day than today to make a change to get what you want. But unfortunately, we've had this discussion, we can't help everybody. They don't want to be helped. And that's sad because I know in my heart of hearts that we can help them if they would just step up to the plate and say, I want to change. But there's so many that they're just not capable of doing that. And we can't help them.
So true. All right. If anyone else has any questions, feel free to put it in the chat. I'll see if I can try and think of I'll give my last kind of summarizing thoughts, Lou, and I'd love to have yours. But if I could pick a student coming in, I'll let you go first. I'll put you on the spot. If you could have someone coming on the phone with you that you're like, this gal is going to get transformational results, and you could pick one to three qualities, what would be the top three?
The first one would be, it would have to be coachable.
Really good.
Because if they're not ready to listen to someone that has the answer for them that they need to hear, might not be what they want to hear, but they need to hear it. And if they're not willing to change, then that's a big red flag. And then if they're committed,
nothing more frustrating than when someone calls on spends 20 minutes telling you how their life sucks and their business sucks and not getting the results they want. They're so miserable.
It hurts.
And then when you try and help them, like, no, I got this. No, we do it this way. And
they explain how they do it.
It's like, well, pick one. Either you're miserable, you got to do it different, or you're happy, in which case you don't have to be coachable. But yeah, the happy uncoachable, I guess I'm okay with, because at least they're happy. But the unhappy uncoachable, God bless America, made me nuts. All right, so that's a great first trait. What's number two?
They are all in committed. I mean, they have reached a point where they've told me, Lou, I'm at the end of my runway. I can't take this for another day. I have to make this change. They are committed and decisive to make that change right now.
That right now is key. Someday isn't on the calendar, right? Nope. That someday is just the worst. It'll kill you. The guys and gals that are successful are just the kind that are like, yep, I just decided. Today was the last day, or today was my first day. And that was it. I decided. And I will encourage you, but that's a muscle you can build just like anything else. So some of you might feel, I'm not naturally like that. And maybe that's the case. Maybe you're not naturally like that. Right. But I wasn't naturally the physical, amazing specimen that you see before you, right? This is the work. Lose like
I'm gonna talk to Natalie about that.
She's a fan, I guess. Screw all of you. My bride loves me, and I'm that's all I need. It's definitely a choice on that. You can build to be like, I even had a one-on-one client, I don't do those anymore, but where I coached him, hey, when you're at the restaurant, because he was really having a hard time being decisive. I'm like, when you're at the restaurant, you get 30 seconds to decide what you want. Pick it, and just that's it. And he would literally prior to that spend 5 or 10 minutes. And again, it's one little dumb habit, but you try it. If you guys want to take this, when you're at the restaurant, give yourself 30 seconds to make a decision, and then just enjoy when you'll see the rest of your, you won't notice this prior to now, but now you'll start noticing it. Lou, what have you had here before? Is this good? Should I, let me ask the wait. And it's like a 20-minute thing. And if you go out to eat often, this is like 12 years of your life discussing what you should eat. You're like, I'll have the ham sandwich. Done. And then you move on with your life and build your way up with little decisions, the big decisions. All right. So number one trait you're going to take is,
coachable.
Yep. And then the second is decisive and committed. And they go together, right? So if I'm like,
yeah,
I'm in on the ham. Wait. No. The soup. Hold on. Dang it. I didn't know you had salad. That'll eat your lunch, right? It's just the ham. And I think I talked about this in a couple broadcasts ago. Think and Grow Rich. What's that guy's name? Napoleon Hill. That was one of the traits he's found was decisiveness in all the 500 successful people talked about. They all quick to make decisions, slow to change them, and confident in the decisions that they made. Start practicing that crap now, because if you just try and do that when the time comes and you haven't prepared, you know,
building a muscle,
right? If I know I got to do 100 push-ups a month from now, I'm pretty confident I can get there. But if you, with no training, just told me today to do it, if I haven't been practicing, no luck. So you want to practice. All right. So that's number two. What's the third, Lou?
I would say resourcefulness, Mike. I talk to some people and they will let anything stop them from getting their desired outcome, because I mean, we all face challenges, that we all have issues. I mean, we have family, we might have health issues, we might have money issues, we might have time issues, but the people that have those first two qualities, they usually have that third one, and they won't let nothing stop them. No matter what, they're willing to pay that price.
I was just about to say that same thing when you said resourceful. That really flows from decisiveness and committedness, right? If you are all in decisive and you're like, I have to have this, you tend to get resourceful. You're like, I got to figure it out, right? Well, that thing didn't work. Well, I'll try the second thing. And it's the guy or gal that's like, yeah, I got told no, or my circumstance said this couldn't happen 23 times. And if I had to go to 2300, I would have, but the 24th time was when, and the uncommitted, they don't get resourceful enough for thing number three. I tried this.
They don't get past one.
Right. Right. Yeah. If it's like the slightest bit, and again, it's like, well, if you're really not in, you're really not in. If you don't want to make this change in your life, just be honest with yourself and say, okay, I'm going to be happy. Again, be decisive and go, I'm just going to live here. But if you're saying, I can't, I won't live like this, have the resourcefulness and again, same with the coachability, right? If I'm interested in growing and then some Yahoo starts telling me what to do, I'm like, screw you, I know everything. But if I'm all in committed to growing and I'm like, I have to get this result, I get a lot more coachable. So really, I think the coachability and the resourcefulness flows from the decisiveness and the committed. If I'm all in committed, I will be decisive. I'll be coach. I'll be all that other stuff. All right. TJ says, but what if your roast beef is better than the ham and you waste your entire eye? See, this is anti-coachable. TJ busting my chops because he knows he can. He starts with the good stuff, and then I think he's going to give me something good, and he's sticking it to me because I love him. TJ is the best. All right. So hopefully that's it. I guess the long story short is the big thing that you need. The good news is it is not a skin color, a pedigree of who was your parents, a height requirement, a chromosome in female or male. None of the things that we can't control, right, is what we need. All the things that we talked about, you can control, right? We can absolutely control if you choose to be decisive and work on that muscle, if you choose to be coach, if you choose to be resourceful, you match that with a system. And again, and I guess that's probably why we hit that, is because we've got the system. We know the system works. But if the guys and gals show up empty handed without that coachability and that commitment, our system's really just, you know, it's the way I always picture it is all the materials you need for a house, a set of blueprint, every tool, videos at each port. But all that is just a pile of lumber if you don't actually do the work. So much potential, right? This could be a house that your family could live in for the next 30 years if you do the work to do it and figure it out. But if not, it's just a pile of lumber. All right. So those guys, gals, hey, Alicia coming in late, but that's okay. Good to have you, sister. Hey, for all of you that are like, holy crap, this is the day. I am decided. I am committed. I don't have this. The things that I've been doing haven't been getting the results that I want. I'm frustrated. I'm not, I was actually starting to get hopeless and start to think I can't make this change, but maybe I've got a little hope and I've decided, crap, you're right. I can, if what I've done has got me these results, I'll do something different and get different results. And you would like our help and our systems and our processes. And you can bring the commitment, resourcefulness, decisiveness, and coachability. Go to growmycleaningcompany.com right now. Hey, Omar, good to have you, buddy. Go to growmycleaningcompany.com right now. Check out the on-demand webinar. It is totally free. It's the best stuff that we've got. It's more of the system stuff. So if you match the things we talk about, and Alicia says, hey, Lou.
Hey, Alicia.
If you match the systems that you get at growmycleaningcompany.com with the decisiveness, coachability, resourcefulness, you're absolutely going to win. There's nothing for sale even on the webinar. There's actually a free gift at the end. Go check that out right now. We'll talk to you in a couple days. See you guys. Thanks for tuning in to today's show. If you're fired up, ready to grow, and want to see if you have what it takes to work with us at Grow My Cleaning Company, here's what I want you to do right now. Go to growmycleaningcompany.com/talk. That's growmycleaningcompany.com/talk to book an appointment to speak with me personally. I'm going to jump on the phone with you to get you crystal clear on where you are now, where you want to be, and how to get you there. Don't walk around in the dark any longer. If you are serious about growing your cleaning company, it's time to finally get the systems in place that you need to grow. We've helped hundreds of owners of cleaning companies not only grow their business and their personal freedom, but give back to their community as well. If that's what you're looking for, head over to growmycleaningcompany.com/talk and book a time to talk with me personally. I can't wait to get to know you and your business.